You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts.
26 episodes in 26 days following the alphabet, a letter, a word, how it relates to student ministry, and we are up to
the letter E.
So, Steve, what is your word?
You're never going to see this one coming.
It's the letter E. I have ideas in my head, but give it to me.
I could sit here for 1,000 years. You'd never get this one.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
My word is egg poacher.
I absolutely 100%. I could have went elder. I could have went, you know, there's lots of different
there are.
Things I could think of. But egg poacher. I have no idea where you're going with this, so you're going to have to give me a little more context.
That's just watching your face is cracking me up. So, okay, little story. When I first began my very first year at this church, a long time ago, we did a Christmas party. And as we have done ever since, we had a white elephant gift exchange at the Christmas party.
Classic youth ministry. Yep.
Yeah, so the first one we did was with the youth leaders. I had a small team of youth leaders that had begun working with us, and we did our own little Christmas party with the white elephant gift exchange. I went into the closet of my bedroom, and I pulled out this plastic microwave egg poacher.
Beautiful.
It looks like a big contact lens case.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Honestly, I think my mother-in-law gave it to us.
Seen it before.
She gives us the weirdest things.
Yep.
And we didn't even really know what it was for, but we had this thing in our closet. So I wrap that up and I give it in the white elephant gift exchange. And my friend Scott opens it and takes it home that day. What a gift, right?
Oh, man. The possibilities are endless.
So 2 weeks later, we have our student white elephant gift exchange with the leaders at the youth ministry. And we all bring our white elephant gifts again. And I open up this big box that's got a rattle inside of it. You know, I shake it and I get down to the interior of the box, and there, lo and behold,
is the egg poacher. Perfect.
And Scott was like, he was dying. He thought it was the funniest thing
ever.
I ended up with it again.
Yeah.
That started a tradition. And so from that moment forward, that egg poacher is presented as a white elephant gift at every Christmas party. We've now done it 18 or 19 years. We've had a white elephant gift exchange, and that thing is still popping up every single year.
That is impressive.
Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
I wish I had a list of every kid who's received it.
Received it, yep.
And brought it back. I don't have that list, so I've kind of lost track.
Do you know if anyone has actually poached any eggs with it?
I don't know.
That'd be an interesting thing to know if it's ever been used.
It would.
As opposed to just passed along.
I would love
in a white elephant party, you know.
And so occasionally if a student receives it at the white elephant, they open it up at the white elephant gift exchange and I don't know them very well, or maybe they're a graduating senior, I'll take it. Just to make sure.
Sure.
I've done that maybe 2 or 3 times.
You have to keep it in the
But
flow.
Usually, it's the hit of the party, and I just make sure the student knows you have
it's got to come back.
It's got to come back.
Got to come back.
And it does.
Yep.
It does. So this is the point of this. I think it's really awesome, over time, to establish little traditions in your youth ministry that make it feel like home.
Absolutely.
To kids.
Yep.
There are things that just, that's part of what you do. Nobody else would care. No other youth group would do it. It wouldn't make sense. It's an inside joke.
Yep.
But to the kids in your youth ministry, it's a big deal.
Yep.
You got things like that?
Yeah, we built a culture a while ago around a birthday song. If your birthday landed on a Sunday when you were at, and you were actually at the youth group that night.
Okay.
That then at the end of the night we would sing happy birthday to you. And it is the worst possible rendition. I mean, it sounds like animals dying is and that's the point. Like it's supposed to be really bad. And then as it grew, then there would be somebody assigned as the birthday song leader. Okay. It was always a senior.
Okay.
So then the senior would come up front. All right, everybody. And then they'd count 1, 2, 3. And then everybody would do their mass. And then yeah. that was it. So then it not only became a thing that, boy, if it was your birthday, you had to show up. Because, again, if you didn't show up, you didn't, you know, if it was right. Monday, oh, sorry. It's got to be on a Sunday. And then at the end of the year, there was always like this big presentation. The senior bequeathing the song leading awesome. Onto a junior.
Awesome.
And then, and it was always their choice. We never micromanaged. Like, they got to choose whoever they wanted.
The legacy continues.
The legacy would continue. And it was just, again, yeah, it made it feel like home. Somebody else would walk in and think, what is happening here? Stop. But if you were a part of the family, you were like, mm-hmm. no, I'm home. This is my thing. And so, yeah, to create something in your ministry that as you stay there, again, mm-hmm. we're hoping for the long haul, mm-hmm. that something happens that comes back and back. It just, it changes the dynamic and makes you feel like you're a part of something bigger than just a group that meets on Sunday night or Sunday morning or Wednesday night.
It does. It ties you to the past. When I hired a middle school director 5 or 6 years ago for the first time, you know, he had no investment in that tradition at all, but I could just share with him how valuable that was to me. It was like super important. This is going to stay. You're not going to mess with this thing.
Don't, yeah. this thing is bigger than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few other things similar to that we've integrated over the years. And really by accident, it's not like I went to seminary and they said, hey, here are 5 traditions to carry forward from this point
right.
ad infinitum, you know. No, they're just things that happened and we kept going with them and they became really cool things.
Yeah.
So we do awesome. The Mighty Message Box at our fall retreat, although we retired it last year and the kids are still angry at me. I'm sure there's others that I could think of as well that is part of who we are.
So yeah, so get out there and find something for your group to kind of be unique to your group and something that just carries on beyond the... Because the thing with student ministry is there's turnover. You know, every 4 years, it's a whole new group of students. But are there things that transcend classes and groups and stay a part of it? We just think there's a lot of value in that.
And you could do this even visually in your room. You know, each of our youth rooms, we have pictures of students through the years. And sometimes I'll get complaints like, why aren't the current kids up there as much? Well, eventually they will be, but we are building this legacy of student ministry over a period of time that we want to represent all the years of the youth ministry on the walls of this room because it's important to us to celebrate what God has done over time.
Yep. The one thing I'm curious as we wrap this up is I'm thinking how many plastic egg poachers will Amazon sell after this episode releases?
I don't know.
Because if you're confused at what to do, just go out and get yourself an egg poacher and have yourself a white elephant Christmas party. You never know. Maybe you'll be telling this story in 20 years.
I would recommend finding something a little better than that, but you know, whatever.
There are things out there.
I'll tell you what. For $100,000, you can have our microwave egg poacher. How's that?
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, I've got a praying hands belt that makes the rounds at our... it's a praying hands belt that the hands separate, and inside is a lighter for if you need to smoke. And that's made the rounds quite a few times. I actually kept it for 3 years and would wear it to the Christmas party and then light things on fire. But now, this last year, I finally put it back in the rotation. But it's been around for at least 10 years.
That's great.
It's awesome. So,
well, we've just recorded a bunch of episodes, and I'm really hungry. And all this talk about eggs.
We need to get some lunch.
I need to go get something to eat.
Sherpa's out.